Hello out there today. This is Coach EJ, the brand.
And it's Coach Aaron, the source.
Hey, Aaron. Subject today. This came up this past week about these young athletes, you know, that are playing sports. And they tend to play their sport year round, ages 8 through 14. And they never really get a break on, resting. You know, they play all during the fall, winter, spring, and then summer, and they play through that, and it seems like a continuous cycle for them. So the really subject today is, you know, allowing your athlete in any sport to rest and heal up and really to love the sport too. I think that all goes hand in hand about, you know, if you overdo it, do we burn our athletes out too early, man? Or do they heal, or do they get even any better? So what are your thoughts about that, man?
Yeah, I see that as a big problem, because athletes get caught on this, you know, this merry-go-round where they, especially out in this area, where they always feel that they have to be playing. And if they're not playing, this is a mentality that the parents have, not the kids, but the parents, that if they're not playing, they're not getting better. And right. And they're kind of looking around and saying, well, hey, you know, this teammate is playing year round. This teammate's playing year round. This teammate's playing year round. Right. So I guess I better do it too to keep up. And I don't think that's necessarily the right way to look at it. You know, I always talk about athletics and, you know, training, and that, and the whole thing is, you know, there should be a reason for every season. Oh. And if you can't really justify and figure out what is our payback, you know, that's tangible, that we can measure, then why are you doing it? I mean, if you're just playing because everyone else is playing, are you really seeing any real benefit in that? I like to see athletes go through different phases throughout the year where they maybe have they have an off season, then they have a highly competitive season. Mm-hmm. Then they might have another off season, or maybe more of a recreational season, you know, and right. Then cycle through maybe, you know, the three iterations of that throughout the year, three or four of that out throughout the year, but not just hardcore play. Because even in, you know, I get kids who tell me they're on their off season, but yet they're still going to practice 3 or 4 days a week. You know? And it's like, well, that's not an off season. You know, an off season allows you to change gears, whether it's to train, whether it's to rest, whether it's to play another sport that will develop a different skill set that will make you a better athlete overall. So I think that's something that parents and athletes need to take note.
Yeah, I agree with you, Aaron. It's kind of funny. I just see go without the management skills that you and I always talk about. And I tell parents out there, seek professional advice about your young athletes and how much rest they have. And then, you know, you reach out to us, and we're good resources for you too. But if you don't have us, find somebody that is qualified and can really help you with that. But back to our point though, Aaron, is I see a lot of burnout. It concerns me because these kids are burning out before they even get to the high school. You know, it seems like everybody wants to play high school sports, represent the community, and represent, you know, hang out and be with their friends and have a higher goal. But some kids just get so burned out, they never get to that point to where they can play high school athletics.
Right.
Because they're so tired and they've trained so much. I had a parent tell me this the other day, is like, you know, this, my daughter went from, you know, being in club this from at 8 until, you know, 16, and she needed a break now, you know. And I said, well, that's good that she told you that she needed a break. It's not too late. You know, you can burn out your athletes, but that's a long time. 8 years old to 16 without a break and train all year and compete all year. I can't imagine what a young athlete is going through, having that kind of mental strain all year round. I mean, you and I were athletes, you know, at a high level, the highest level. we didn't do that, you know? So it's interesting, I always find, Aaron, the amount of rest that these young athletes don't get. You know, they can't be kids anymore. I always say, go be a kid, you know, and yeah. You guys talked about go out there and play with your buddies, you know, go watch a movie, go hang out, go do something, go ride your bike together, go get in good trouble, you know,
right.
And doing that stuff. Is it too structured? You know, as I always say, you know, sometimes these guys not understand what they're doing.
And again, the rest can look a lot of different ways, you know, just like you were mentioning. It could be, you know, some recreational activities. The rest could even be a derivative of your sport. So instead of maybe playing soccer, you're doing, the sport just went out of my head. But, you know, they use the smaller ball.
Oh, what is that? The little small ball, yeah, they kick it around and stuff like that, right?
Exactly. Or maybe you do a sport that's complementary to your sport. You know, maybe you go from soccer to track, or, you know,
right,
from, you know, basketball to rugby or something, you know, but something that maybe still develops your skill sets, but in a different way, you know. So that's another way of resting. It doesn't necessarily mean just, you know, sitting at home and being on PlayStation all day.
Right.
You know, that's not what we're talking about, but no, we're talking about, like you said, a way to decompress or break and still keep those neural pathways fresh in developing, you know, some of the skills that you're looking for to develop as an athlete. And it doesn't have to be a whole off season. Maybe it's an intermittent thing.
Right. But
I think for those athletes who are going year round, when they have time off, they should take time off. You know, I get athletes who, especially the soccer athletes, they say they have time off, but then they're maybe playing for another organization, or then that's when they try and, you know, squeeze in, you know, a whole bunch of technical lessons, you know. It's
right.
You know, there's got to be some kind of balance, and I think that's something that the athletes or the parents have to be cognizant of and figure out. Hey, first one, why are we doing this? Two, what's our payback? Three, when are we doing this? Four, how long do we want to do this? Five, what's overkill?
Right.
You know, and what effect, what's the long-term benefit for my athlete? You know, for those, we work with a lot of athletes are high, what we, you know, we call high aspiring athletes who want to play in college.
Right.
You know, well, hey, what does this look like? What does this translate into on the back end for my athlete to move him towards his goal?
Right.
And right now we hear a lot about, you know, the athlete and their mental health. And
right.
And now it's always been around. It's just now probably more in the public eye. But, you know, yeah, where is my athlete on the mental health scale? You know, are we on a trajectory for burnout at 16? You know, are they showing signs that, you know, they really don't want this like they used to? You know, are they kind of moving away and doing, wanting to do other things, but still kind of being forced to do this? So I think there's a lot of different things that you should be looking at, all under the umbrella of rest and, you know, how important it is, for an athlete's just, you know, total development as a human being.
You know, Aaron, an athlete ends their season, whatever sport it is, you know, how much time do they need to, you know, have off? I always call that active rest, you know. How much, you know, if you're just thinking about, you know, the typical athlete anywhere between 8 and 13 or 14, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, okay, so here's, you know, here's all the, when we'll get kind of more of the traditional talk about rest. You know, you've got you've got passive rest, which is basically doing nothing, okay?
Right.
Then you've got active rest, which is physical activity, low intensity, low volume. So maybe you're swimming for your active rest, maybe you're biking, maybe you're jogging, maybe it's yoga, you know, nothing that's too intense in volume and intensity. And then again, we talked about, you know, just the mental rest. Maybe there's something you do that, you know, could be competitive, could be stimulating, right, but is a little bit different format. So maybe you play chess or some kind of, you know.
Other sport, doing something different.
You know, but that's not necessarily physical. And then there's, the change to another sport. So there's lots of different ways that you can define that rest, and you kind of just have to pick and choose and based on your athlete's, you know, personality and character and how they're feeling after the end of a season. Are they feeling washed out? Are they feeling burnt out? You know, then you pick what fits accordingly. And you use all of those things. You just don't say, okay, we're always just going to take time off, or we're always going to go to another sport. You want to see what's appropriate for, you know, where that athlete is at and meet them at that point with the right response.
Yeah, it's, and I think that's important. And I tell parents out there, if you're listening, you know, you're coming up on, you know, you were in the, almost at the end part of summer. We got about a month to go before the kids really start school again, Aaron.
Yeah.
And so, you know, think about, you know, these kids are going to be going into school soon. You know, they got to transition into being in the academic world again, and they've been off a little bit. You know, give them some time to kind of transition into that too. You know, I think parents, you know, understand that you can't just go and expect your young person to be as sharp as you like them to be if you don't give them that time to kind of, you know, decompress. And it may not take as long for a younger athlete or a younger kid, but I think it's important. I think it's important to understand the value of rest from a mental standpoint, as well as a physical standpoint. Sometimes when you are out there in this competitive world that we seem to be in at a young age, you know, of going to, we got to go here, we got to catch up with these guys. Do you really need to do that? You know, be smart about your rest periods all the time. You know,
so. I mean, this is the one thing I always tell young athletes that kind of gets them to think about rest in the proper way. I always tell them rest is when growth happens, mm-hmm. because your body doesn't grow during the activity. It grows when it stops. So, but having the right rest and optimum rest, and that can be like we've talked about mentally, that's right. Going to be physically when you're getting the right sleep. That's going to be, you know, the body centering itself when you do something like yoga or stretching, a light, you know, low volume, low intensity activity. So without that balance, you know, that yin and yang of rest and activity, you're, you know, if you skew more towards activity and you're not getting enough rest, you're not going to have the growth that you want. It's just that simple. So you have to, you know, have that balance so that you can get better. That's the other side of getting better is rest. Right. So rest, you know, recovery, all of those terms. But that's generally how I tend to describe it for the young athlete.
Right.
Is, you know, rest is when you get better.
Right. I think people are afraid to rest, Aaron. I think people are really afraid to rest because they're afraid they're going to lose something. And I think you and I understand this as athletes, that we know in rest, we are better in the long game. We're really better.
You get people who, you know, get worried about being outworked. Oh, someone's going to outwork. They're always working. You know, they're always, you know, they see me grinding. It's like, yeah, okay. You know, are you grinding hamburger or are you grinding steak? You know, I want to eat good.
You know? Right.
So it's the quality of what you do at the right volume and intensities. It's not necessarily just work in itself.
Right.
And that's why you have to have the balance.
Yeah. Balance is really the key. You know, I had a conversation with a young athlete a couple of days ago, and they said, oh, last tournament. Yeah. I said, good for you. Now you have plenty of time to recover from the long stretch that you were in since the end of January. And you can actually, you know, get some time to kind of decompress and get better now. They said, what? Get better? I go, yeah, you have a chance to rest. Your body's going to heal up. You're going to feel like a brand new person coming up in your next, you know, your next experience in your sport, whenever that is. You know, it doesn't have to be in a month. It could be 8 weeks from now. You know, it could be 9 weeks from now. It's good to kind of decompress for 2 months and don't do anything. You know, maybe don't rest the first 2 or 3 weeks, don't do anything, and then start slowly getting into, you know, some active activity that's not sport related to the sport you're doing, you know. So I think this is good. So it was kind of like, really? I go, yes, that's all right to do that. You're not losing. What are you playing? I go, what are you playing for then during this time? If you were to play, what are you playing for? And you said it earlier, you know, why? The question is, why are you doing that? You know, so I think that's really, really interesting, man, in all of that. So that's all. That's what it's about, rest there, Aaron. That's what rest is all about.
Yeah. Well, I don't have much more to add. We can give this subject a rest.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. Well,
call it a day.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for listening to us today out there. And this is Coach EJ, the brand.
Coach Aaron, the source. We'll see you guys.